the backlash against AI data centers is growing across America, and for good reason. People are seeing their electricity bills skyrocketing, which means that consumers are subsidizing, in essence, through the power companies, the very data centers that are displacing the resources that those people need to live, like water or electricity or farmland, for example. And that's infuriating to a lot of people. Why should we pay, they say, for the electricity subsidies of these horrific data centers that come in and that emit all kinds of light pollution at night and noise pollution 24/7, and in some cases, water pollution as well. And that, frankly, these AI data centers may be involved in building AI systems that will go full Skynet or that will surveil us using AI mass surveillance or weaponization of systems using artificial intelligence. So it's not surprising that there's a growing backlash against this. Now, for the record, I'm not opposed to AI per se. I mean, I use AI, but I use it for positive things. I use it for creating open source books and sharing knowledge with humanity. I use AI to build infographics that explain complex concepts. I use AI to help set people free, but the way I use it is an exception. Most AI is used either for profit or power, or increasingly by the governments of the world for surveillance and building autonomous weapons. And more people are realizing that. Now, I'm not saying that we should ban all data centers, just to be clear, because data centers do things other than just AI. They also host websites and host data and, you know, host teleconferencing companies, etc. Lots of things they do. But we shouldn't be building them right next to human neighborhoods. That doesn't make any sense. So data centers should be built in areas far from where humans live. They can be built on oceans, actually. There are floating data centers. I've seen that as a pilot project. And that's not going to disturb people to have them floating in the ocean. Or you could build them in deserts where you can have a lot of solar energy right there in the desert. Because there's not much rain, obviously, so you get a lot more solar energy. Or you could build them in orbit. So orbital data centers is a thing. And that will increase in the years ahead. But of course, it requires launching them into space. And that takes time and a lot of money. And there's, you know, more design effort is needed, etc. So there are ways to build data centers right now that don't interfere with human neighborhoods. But each one of those ways is more expensive. It adds some level of cost. And that's why the tech companies that are building these, i.e. Google and Meta and Tesla even and others, they don't want to pay the extra cost that's required, you know, to build them more ethically. So as a result, we're going to see more and more people uprising against the data centers. Now, the city councils appear to be paid off or threatened by the lawyers of the tech companies. We're seeing that more and more. So we're seeing either the zoning officials or the city council members being intimidated and then choosing to side with big tech rather than siding with their own people. And my guess is that we're going to witness even more of that in the years ahead because big tech has a lot of power, a lot of money, and a lot of legal might also. So be aware of that. This is going to lead citizens to feel more powerless during all of this. And as a result of feeling more powerless, I think we're going to see more citizens going vigilante. They're going to take matters into their own hands. And I want to be clear, I don't advocate this. I'm not calling for it. I'm not even justifying it. I'm just observing. I've seen the anger in the city council meetings. I've seen what these data centers are doing to people, ruining people's lives, making it so they can't sleep at night, taking away the water where they have no water pressure in their homes, destroying the value of their homes, and many other things, destroying the cleanliness of the water supply, things like that. Because of these things, there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to see humans revolting against data centers, and we're going to see them ultimately attacking or sabotaging the infrastructure that feeds the data centers. And that will probably gain some traction because, you see, data centers are pretty vulnerable. Their existence relies on basically goodwill of the surrounding community. And data centers rely on power transmission lines, typically, unless they have their own power. But if they have their own power, then they're relying on gas lines or something similar, or solar fields. And all of these systems have vulnerable points of failure that could be targeted by sabotage teams. In addition, sabotage teams could carry out things like just arson, just trying to set things on fire, for example. Or they could attempt other forms of sabotage that I'm not even going to go into, but there are many creative ways for people who are willing to break those boundaries to attempt to sabotage data centers. And so even right now, this is why data centers are not giving tours, not even to journalists, and they have high security, restricted access, because the companies that run the data centers are increasingly realizing that they are viewed as the enemy by the people. They're viewed as the enemy. And that's a bad place to be. If you're a corporation, if you're a business, and you have a building in a community, and that community hates you and wants you destroyed, that's a bad situation for you. And this is exactly where data centers find themselves today. And by the way, it's not always the fault of the data centers themselves or the companies. There are smaller companies that run data centers that aren't Google, that aren't building AI, that aren't trying to build Skynet. They're just trying to host some servers, and provide a business for web hosting or data storage or things like that. So you can't just universally blame all data centers and say all data centers are bad. It's not that simple. And that's why companies like Google go to great lengths to disguise their ownership of data centers. They will form shell companies and then have those shell companies buy the land and do the construction, etc. And then you try to look up the permits, and some of them are classified. And what they do is they go to the zoning people or the city council people, and they say, well, you have to sign NDAs in order for us to build a data center, and we're going to bring all kinds of jobs to your town, which is often not true. That's often just an exaggeration. But then the local government is tied up with NDAs, so they don't answer to the people when they're asked questions like, who's behind this? What are the future plans of expansion? How is this going to impact the community? Are there water quality tests being conducted? And the answer they get from the town, leaders is, oh, well, we can't answer that because we've signed NDAs. Well, so where are your loyalties then? Right? Your loyalties are just with the tech companies. If that's what you're doing, you're not answering your own people. So that just adds to the frustration of the people, and that's going to lead to even more anger and possibly lashing out in the years ahead. So anyway, the bottom line is that the companies building data centers that want to be safe, that want to avoid the backlash, they are clearly going to start looking for data center land that is far from human populations. And in some states like Florida, Governor DeSantis there already signed into law something. I don't know the details of the law, but I believe it says that data centers cannot be built in an area where they cause an increase in electricity costs to the local people. So there's something about who's paying for the electrical infrastructure that's going to force the data centers to sort of carry their own weight. At least that's my understanding of that law so far. And that's a good start. But I don't think that law addresses the noise pollution and the light pollution and the water pollution aspects of it. And those are very serious issues in the minds of people all across America. This is only going to get worse when AI surveillance begins to really show itself, and it shows that many of these data centers are powering authoritarian governments, either at the state or federal level, that are trampling on the rights of the people. So as that happens, data centers will be hated, absolutely hated by the people, and you'll probably see more attacks and more sabotage and things like that. So it's going to be humans versus machines, really. This is sort of a variation of the Terminator series. And a lot of people are going to declare themselves to be John Connor, and they're going to think in their own minds that they have to blow up the data center in order to save humanity. So, you know, be ready for that kind of thing to happen. And wherever you live, or if you're buying land, buy enough to have a buffer space, if you can, or make sure you're in an area that's unlikely to be later zoned as a data center, although you don't always control that because the zoning can change. And of course, the zoning can change completely outside of your control as well. So get ready for all of this. You can follow more of my work at brightvideos.com. And remember, I use AI, but I use it for good. I use it for humanity. And you can find some of those projects at brightanswers.ai, which is a free deep research AI engine, or brightlearn.ai, which is where you can generate or download books that are created by my AI engine using your prompt. And we have 55,000 plus books. Now, actually, it's 56,000 that you can download right now, with many of them in Espanol, and full-length audiobooks that are downloadable as MP3 files as well. So check that out at brightlearn.ai. And finally, you can follow my articles and find my infographics that people love at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Most brown rice on the market contains a surprising amount of arsenic. The Health Ranger store ensures that all our brown rice products are lab tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.